Well, there's some hope on the economic front today. The closely watched ANZ Bank Job Ads Index, which is used to gauge just how hungry companies are for workers, rose 9% in December, after rising 13% in November. Economists say if the number of job ads keeps climbing, the official unemployment rate could fall quite quickly. So, where are the jobs? Our business reporter David Taylor has the story.
Melbourne-based sales rep Melanie Olson lost her job in May during the height of the coronavirus economic crisis. Business at the firm where she was selling medical record-keeping services all but dried up.
It was hard because obviously we had no income. We went dropped down to one income. So, yeah, it was very hard.
For months, she applied for at least two jobs per week, often hearing nothing back.
Because no one was hiring and I was either overqualified or underqualified. So it was very difficult.
But making ends meet became easier about 5 weeks ago when she landed a job. She's still in sales, now working in the laminate industry, liaising with builders and construction companies.
Very, very relieved. Very, very relieved, yes. So it was putting a big strain on our family, being on one wage. So it's a massive relief in this climate to be able to find a job.
Research from the ANZ Bank shows Melanie Olson was part of a wave of new hires in November and December. Job ads, as measured by the bank, rose by 9.2% in December to an 18-month high. Senior ANZ economist Catherine Birch says the lift in hiring intentions should translate to a spike in job creation and lower levels of unemployment in coming months.
But we do think it would have to exceed the pre-pandemic levels for some time, for several months, we think, to entrench that solid labour market recovery and bring the unemployment rate down.
So how much momentum is behind this new wave of hiring? Well, recruiter Mark Smith says the phones began ringing hot again in November when news of a coronavirus vaccine hit the headlines. But he warns January is always a quiet month.
I would expect that the market won't be quite as buoyant as we come into 21.
When business picks up again and hiring managers head back to the office, Mark Smith says he's expecting more calls from these industries.
Particularly in payroll and credit control, so there's areas of accounting that are moving, also in logistics and warehousing as well.
JobAds website Seek's employment analyst Lee Broderick agrees and says these industries will also be hiring.
The demand, if you look on site at the moment, is mostly made up with trade and services, healthcare and hospitality. So they would account for a large proportion of the opportunities that exist now. But we've actually seen through the hospitality sector, so chefs and waiters, bar staff, quite strong demand as restrictions have come off, and that has continued right through to the Christmas period.
While some industries are seeing higher demand for their products and services and need to bring more workers on as a result, other industries remain under threat from coronavirus lockdowns. Economist Catherine Birch also warns the end of JobKeeper, currently slated for March, could also see many workers flip from JobKeeper to JobSeeker, lifting the unemployment rate.
Particularly if we think about businesses who are reliant on international tourism, interstate tourism as well, particularly given the border shutdowns as have happened recently again. International education, aviation as well. A lot of office buildings still empty at the moment, and a lot of businesses that would usually service office workers in capital cities not having that that market at the moment.
Regardless of which industry you're in, though, Seek's Lee Broderick has a tip or two for job candidates who want to stand out.
What you want to be able to convey through your application process is that you have understood what they're looking for. So what are the skills and attributes that the hirer really needs?
And recruiter Mark Smith says even if it's abundantly clear you can perform the role, you may miss out because another candidate is a better fit. He says that's what leads to most candidate disappointment.
So they may be pipped at the post because somebody else has industry experience. Although they can do the job, they may not be the best person for the job. So they've got to be realistic that it is a competitive marketplace out there.
The official unemployment rate will be released later this month.
Business reporter David Taylor.